Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to turn math into money, so that money is fun. So I am super excited to introduce Susie Carter. Now, Susie is a profit coach. She has helped multiple companies reach 7 to 8 figures through systems and infrastructure in their businesses. Through implementing these systems, it provides the company she's working with to rinse and repeat so they can be continually profitable. Now, Susie is a self-made millionaire who has no formal education, only her PhD, which stands for Public High School Diploma. Susie had the drive to build a name and financial stability for her and her two girls while she was a single mother. And as a result of that, she found her passion for building businesses and supporting them in growing and scaling. Well, welcome, Susie. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. Thanks for having me. And more importantly, thanks for everything you do for our industry. It takes a village to grow a business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just love how you've developed these powerful systems and methodologies that really help entrepreneurs achieve predictable profitability. That's what I love, predictability. And I can't wait to hear more about this and how your life journey has led you to creating these systems and this powerful business.
Well, like you said, I started out as a low-paid hairdresser, and I found myself as a single mom trying to figure out how do I take care of my kids. I had no child support, no alimony, so I had to figure it out and figure out the hustle muscle quickly. And built a six-figure business as a stylist. I did $250,000 a year, 3 days a week. And Paul Mitchell noticed me and said, "Can you teach our people how to do this?" Now, Wendy, I didn't know how to speak. I didn't know how to teach. I was like, "Sure, I can do that." Some people
No
would say,
problem.
"Susie, great, exactly." They're like, "Susie, I love what you do. Do you have a book?" I'm like, "No, I'm just teaching you what I've done in my own business." So from there, I wrote my first book, and then clients would say, "I love the book. Hate to read. Do you have it on audio?" I'm like, "No, I'm a hairdresser. I didn't see it as a business opportunity. I was just wanting to serve my market and serve my community because I had to learn the hard way." And so from there, building a multi-million dollar company in the beauty industry, training salons and spas on how to build the business of beauty, not the technical part of beauty. So it's been quite the journey of trial and error and learning and building and implementing. And then I spoke at this millionaires forum and they said, "Susie, will you teach us how to do it?" I'm like, "I don't know anything about your business, whether it was a graphic designer, whether it was physicians, whether it was various different businesses." And I got to tell you, I was scared. I'm like, no. And sometimes God keeps putting things in your way, right? He's putting opportunities, lays the opportunity down and says, "Here, you need to do this." So my strategy, because I didn't have Wendy back in the day, I had no strategy. I was just making it up.
Right. Sure, I can do that.
Sure. How much would you pay for that? That was my pricing strategy. Like, how silly was that? But I built $1 million business, so it all turned out.
Right. Yeah, in a big way. Well, you gave an overview here of you were a hairstylist, and then we kind of got a window into, how the runway just started unfolding, but you had to flap your wings. But what was that tipping point or inspiration? You were a hairstylist, you were doing your thing, and I'm sure extremely successful, helping people look beautiful, and then something happened. that gave you this vision, or what was that?
Well, my why, right? And it might sound hokey, but my why has always been my children, and mm-hmm. always been, I wanted to give them a life different than I had. I grew up in poverty. There were 9 brothers and sisters, Bobby, Ronnie, Stevie, Terry, Joni, Kelly, Susie, Kelly, Debbie. We had 11 people in our family. And, you know, we had 1,200 square feet, 6 girls, 3 boys, 1 bathroom. I go back to that house now and I'm like, how did we do this?
Right.
From an early age, I've always been an entrepreneur at 10, 11, 12. Because we didn't have allowance. And my dad said, Susie, you can have whatever you want. Just go get a job. Go work for it. So that started my journey in being an entrepreneur, and always realizing that if I wanted something, I had to generate it. Like I was never happy in a job, right? My first job was Kentucky Fried Chicken. I would make $3.25 an hour. And I'm like, this sucks. I want to go, I'd rather go clean houses, do yard work, because I made way more money in less time.
Right.
And so I've always had this entrepreneurial drive in me, not knowing what it was called, not knowing, you know, how to monetize it or leverage it. But there's that calling that I think entrepreneurs are driven, right? It's something in us. My family thinks I'm kooky. I'm sure your family thinks you're kooky. You know? Like, we'll get a real job. No, this is a real job.
Yeah, exactly. What isn't real about this? I'm making money and I'm helping people. That's real. Exactly. Yeah, I love that perspective, you know, and obviously you didn't retain or even maybe acquire a broke mentality. You always had a mentality or a mindset or a vision of, it sounds like I can do this and I'm going to go do it.
Yeah, and the more you tell me I can't do it, that just pisses me off and I'm going to do it more. Watch me, right?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, you know, so how long have you had your own coaching practice, the Profit Coaching? And has your, I know you gave a little bit of indication, you started out in the beauty industry and then it evolved into other verticals. It didn't matter what type of business it was, but, you know, so how long have you been doing this?
Wow. When you think about that, I've been doing it about 26 years. So 1995 was when I launched my training company in the beauty industry. And so I sold that company in 2007 to one of the largest publishers in our industry. That we sold it to Rutgers Publishing, Thompson Learning. And we sold it for a 10-figure deal. It was very exciting. And that was the day that I said, you can truly live the American dream. Like, I had no formal education, being I don't have my, you know, master's degree, business degree. People always ask me that. I have a ton of education.
Yes.
And my education is very similar to this. What do I need to learn and how can I implement it tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Right. Because being a single mom and having to provide for my children, I needed to make money now to pay my bills, to pay my overhead, to pay my mortgage, to pay my car payment, to pay their school payment. Right. Which, you know, is a driver in itself.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
For 26 years, I've just been reinventing what's next, what's next. And Wendy, that's come from my clients. My clients have always said, Susie, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And then I've been able to leverage and figure out, how do I do it the most efficient way, the most profitable way, so that I can have a life that I love and I can provide for my family in a way that I've never been able to provide, that my family wasn't able to provide for me.
Right. Yeah. It's a huge gift, but you've had to really put yourself out there and go all in. I don't know. I'm just guessing here, but have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
I don't think you're a true entrepreneur unless you've had some roadblocks, stumbling blocks, mountains to climb.
So far, I have yet to find anybody who's just, it's been smooth sailing. So, but I keep asking. So can you share maybe, you know, one or two of these big roadblocks or challenges that you've overcome?
Absolutely. So the biggest one, right, the most humbling one was, you know, I'd spent 20 years building my business. And we sold it for millions. And in 2007, when the market crashed, we crashed. And when I say we, my husband and I were business partners, and we were at a place in our life, Wendy, where I never had to work again. Mm. Like, we were sitting back going, oh, okay, it finally paid off. And we were heavily leveraged in real estate. That's one of our streams of income. And we had money in the stock. And so what felt like overnight when the market crashed in 2007 we lost 90% of our assets.
Wow.
And 90% of our assets. And then my marriage of 17 years couldn't sustain the stress and the pressure of losing all our money, right? Creating this deal that we thought really was our ticket. And so I found myself broken on the floor. And, you know, I was in the beauty industry, an icon in that industry, and I felt like I was a fraud. I'm like, I'm supposed to be the profit coach. I'm supposed to know better. I'm supposed to know how to do this.
Right.
And in that moment of darkness, it wasn't a pity party. It was trying to understand, because I always look at, there's a gift in every challenge. There's a gift that's wrapped in sandpaper, but I was not seeing the gift. I was just seeing the, I don't have another 20 years to build my assets. I don't have the energy to do that. You know, my partner, who we were ride or die for 17 years, moved to Singapore. And I'm like, what is happening? My children were going on to college. So I was hitting that empty nester thing, which was great and scary all at the same time.
Right.
And I heard a voice in my head, and I call it God. You can call it whatever you want, your higher spirit, whatever that is, but I call it God. And it said, this will be your biggest victory and your biggest lesson. Get up.
Wow.
You know how to do this. You know what to do. Get up. Go show the people and tell your story. I don't want to tell nobody. I want to share with anybody. Let me just reinvent myself.
Right.
And I had two clients. My first client was John Atroff, and the second client was Lisa Nichols. I said, I'm going to do for them what I did for myself. And I put my blinders on and I got to work on their business. And it didn't take me a year to come back. That would have been a miracle. It took me about 5 years to rebuild my assets, to get my confidence back, to prove myself again, to reinvent myself, because I had a non-compete in the industry. So I had to completely reinvent myself. And there's something happens, and I notice it a lot with women in business, that business can be very masculine. And so my identity was wrapped around the track record that I had, the money, that it was so masculine that I had to reinvent, like, well, who am I now? Because I'm not my accolades. And I literally threw my accomplishments out with the bathwater, right? I'm like, oh, well, that's not me. And my girlfriend said, Susie, just because you had this, you're in a valley, doesn't mean that's who you've always been. Like, let's really look at everything that you've accomplished in your life. And let's live on that story, not just the failure. And it really allowed me to pick myself up, pull my big girl panties up and go, you're right. And, you know, it was one of the darkest times in my life, one of the scariest times in my life, one of the humblingest times in my life. But it took me about 3 years to really pivot, 5 years to really come back to my center. With a lot of personal development, a lot of, you know, therapy, just to overcome, you know, everything that I did, and had financial success along the way, and just rebuilt it and went, I do know money. Mm-hmm. It didn't take me 20 years, because 20 years ago, I didn't know how to do it. I was in a complete learning curve. When you do it once, and then you do it for other people, and you do it successfully, like you say, with predictable sales, success leaves clues. I just went back to those clues and implemented those clues. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a one-hit wonder. I've made my clients millions of dollars by implementing the strategies for their personal wealth and for their business wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. You know, I mean, you've said so many, you've included so many just golden nuggets of wisdom in sharing your story. And thank you for just really, you know, being vulnerable here. Obviously, if you're a profitability coach and you lost all your money, it's like, uh-oh, but from that, there were external things that were happening. But from that whole experience, I can imagine that you probably sharpened your sword and gained a whole lot more expertise in the process that you're now helping your clients overcome or prevent those kinds of situations. And I just love that where you said, you were identifying with your failure and kind of letting go of all the successes that you'd had. And it took your good friend to just like, hey, come on, That was one little bitty blip in this whole entire journey of success after, you know, who you really are. So yeah, that's powerful, really powerful. Thank you for, you know, just allowing us some insight into the journey that you've had. And that's probably just, you know, I mean, that's a huge one. That's probably just one of the many challenges that you've had to roll up your sleeves and just get through, you know, and keep
that's on, a big humbling one, right?
Yeah, that is huge. And the fact that you just, okay, I'm going to take my eyes off myself. I'm going to go all in and serve my clients because you know what? I can help them. And in that return, then by helping them create, you know, their vision and create their profitability, then, well, your business and your portfolio obviously recovered. So yeah, that's great. And Susie, you're obviously an expert at helping entrepreneurs and, you know, small, well, large companies create profitability and turn math into money, which I love that. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, like most entrepreneurs, right, when you look at 15% of our financial success is based on our vocation. The other 85% is the sales, the marketing, the operations, and the finance. And that sales piece is a big one. You know as much as I do, nothing happens unless we sell.
Right.
And a lot of clients are surprised that to find out that I am an introvert.
Oh, wow.
Growing up in a big family, you learn how to hide. You learn how to not get noticed. You learn very quickly to be quiet. And so I had to train myself to be an extrovert. I remember going to trade shows and we had my partner gave us these buttons that said supercharge your sales with Susie Fields. That was my maiden name, Susie Fields. I would have to go give these buttons out and I get so sick and nauseous and I would throw up and go to the bathroom before I would go. And I'm like, I can't go. I'm so sick. I can't. And when it was real physical sick, he's like, get out of bed. You're going, this is part of the process. You can't just get on stage and talk. This is the bigger part of the business. I'm like, okay.
Gosh.
So having to learn how to, one, put myself out there. And, you know, when you are in sales, you're going to get a lot of no's. And I didn't like no's. No's meant you didn't like me. No's meant I wasn't good enough. No's meant they didn't want what I had. I had to shift my whole mindset and had to do a lot of training and hire sales coaches. And you know, one of my very first coaches was one of the top 1% in Dale Carnegie. And he gave me systems. Use this system, you get this result. Use this system, you get this result. And so I have a lot of those systems in my book called Power Your Profits in our sales chapter, right? Our sales chapter, I give you the selling script that I use to close $100,000 clients. I've used it to close $1,000 clients up to $100,000 clients. It works. Right. So that's on page 199 of the book. If you go get the book, just get that sales script, game changer. And so then I learned to rely on the system versus making it about me. It's not about me. It's right. About what impact right. am I making for the customer? What result am I providing for that customer and following that script? Still 30 years later, I follow this script. I'll pull it up. I'll look at it because as salespeople and as coaches, speakers, business owners, we want to prove our worth. We want to prove our product. And the reality in that sales process, whoever's doing the most of the talking is the person that is either going to win or lose. If I'm the salesperson, if I'm doing all the coaching, if I'm doing all the talking, then I'm not doing a good job. So it allows you to find the need, fill the need, and get to the yes or get to the decision quicker, faster.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I like to rely on systems because systems allow me to create predictable results. It allows me to teach my clients how to have predictable results versus we have good days and bad days. To go, oh, what about this system didn't I follow? I can go back and look, Wendy, and see when I didn't close somebody, either I got excited and coached too much or the person wasn't qualified and I'm still trying to sell them. When you're in front of the right customer, right qualified client, you don't ever have to sell, right? The qualified client is the person that wants what you have. They're ready to take action. And more importantly, they can swipe their card. I think we try so hard to be in the converting business versus go back, sales is one piece. Marketing is a big piece. How are you getting people to see what you do and qualify them? Spend a little bit more money on your lead strategy so that you're in front of the right people at the right time.
Yeah, that makes total sense there. And you've really, you know, nailed a lot of important topics in terms of, you know, the systems to rely on and creating that framework to just lean into that does all the work so that you don't have to second guess.
Yes.
Well, so, you know, I usually do a little bit on the spot coaching during this section, but, you know, I really wanted to lean into the fact that, you know, you started out and you probably are a bit of an introvert, but I love that where you have learned to be an extrovert. You've learned to, okay, well, I'm going to get out of my own way here. And because why? Well, because you have to get out of your own way in order to serve others and to do the job that, you know, makes that bigger difference. And so it's an interesting balance. You know, people love in the, you know, the sales seat to just lean into the whole authenticity component. And, you know, I would love to hear your insights on that just briefly, because this might create some, you know, some questions in our listeners' minds in terms of, okay, well, Susie, how are you being authentic and honoring the you if you're showing up as a different person or overcoming your natural tendency? Can you just share a little bit of your insight around that?
Well, first, what's important to realize is that I had a coach, and a coach will tell you what you don't want to hear, and a coach will show you what you don't want to see, so you could always be the person you knew that you could be. I would not be the person I am without my coaches, right? My sales coach, my fitness coach, my financial coaches, my personal development coach, AKA therapist. I don't use the coaches all at the same time. I look at what does my business need right now. And my partner, who was my husband, you know, that was my previous husband, mm-hmm. in my business, he was amazing at sales. And so he would coach me, you know, because it would take so much energy to get on the phone. And I remember calling Paul Sharansky. He was in New York, and Paul was a New Yorker. And I don't know if he'd done a lot of business with New Yorkers, but when I was young, New Yorkers scared me because they're very direct, very yes. blunt, very right. to the point.
Yep.
Well, to me, that was like, you don't like me, because I felt like you were yelling at me all the time. Now I know that the more they're yelling at you, the more they love you.
So, kind of like parenting, right? That's parenting. Right.
I would get myself so worked up to have a call, like just my imagination, my self-talk and my fear. And I would do the call and then I'd hang up, and I literally, Wendy, would have to take a nap. Mm-hmm. I'd have to lay down, regroup myself. And then my coach would say, okay, now get back on the call again. I got, you needed a break. You needed a rest. Now get back on the call. Mm-hmm. And that, it was so important in my development of not letting my self-talk, my negative self-talk, my smallness, my shego get in the way of the result we wanted to create.
Right, right.
So it's important that you look at what are the skills and geniuses I have. I could produce results. I could create money. I could put the strategy together. But that fear is also a sabotage mechanism.
Right.
So if you're not looking at what's that thing that's getting in my way and get help, then you'll never get past that hurdle. You'll never be able to jump that chasm. Mm-hmm. I'm so blessed that my coaches were more committed to my outcome than my excuses, because my excuses yeah. were sexy. And the more sophisticated you get, the sexier the excuses get, which if you're not a savvy coach, you can get played. And you know, my excuses have diamonds on them. My excuses are, you know, are wrapped in bows and sparkle and, you know, so you got a really strong coach to be able to see through
that.
Mm-hmm. You know, just what's really your fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's making sure that you surround yourself with those people that, one, are playing bigger than you, two, that are 10 steps ahead of you, so that we're not making those same mistakes and going, oh, Susie, here's that next level. Mm-hmm. Right. I still right now have, I have three financial coaches in my business, because you're right, as you said earlier, doing things completely different than I did before, learn from the mistakes I've made in the past, but how do I leverage now, right? I've got a business coach that's working with me in my business, and I always have a personal development coach. AKA therapist, right?
Right.
To allow her, support me in playing bigger and bolder in the world.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. I love that insight in terms of, you know, it doesn't mean you're not being you. It just means you're actually growing into a bigger version of yourself. So yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you for kind of giving us some insights there as well. That's really powerful information. And because I know the whole authenticity is a big thing right now. And I think there's just a fine line between being authentic or playing small. So yeah, that's great. Okay. And Susie, I'm curious here, you know, you shared about 2007 and the impact that that had on you and your business. Well, we've just been experiencing the pandemic for the last year, and it's had a huge impact on a lot of businesses. I'm just curious, can you share a little bit about how this has affected some of your clients and how you've helped them either shore things up or maybe even prevented any of the, you know, uncertainties or, you know, just a little bit of insight in terms of the work that you do.
You know, when I look at what's happened with COVID, 49% of small businesses took a crucial financial hit. Out of those 49% of those businesses, 50% of those closed their doors forever. To me, that's a tragedy.
Wow. Yes.
And I think the biggest challenge is they couldn't pivot fast enough. The minute COVID hit, like, we knew business was changed forever. So the first thing I did was go to my financial projections. The first thing I did with my students, let's go to our financial projections. What do we need to adjust? What do we need to change? What do we need to tweak? Based on the old model and now based on a new model. Cut the fat, not the meat. We all have fat in our business, things that are nice to have. The meat are the things that I need in my business to run my business and sustain my business every single day, every single week, every single month. So we did that in our business. We did it for our students in their business and was able to just pivot the completely way that we did our business. Our business, we were doing a lot of live stuff, did everything virtual. We've all pivoted that way. But how do you keep clients engaged? Because there's so much Zoom fatigue. There's so much learning fatigue that's happening now.
Right.
That's another pivot inside of your business. So I have manufacturing companies that were essential businesses that we went back and we pivoted and went, who are the highest income producing clients that can help us ride this storm, right? We put payment programs in place. So people that would normally pay in full, we went back and said, how do we support you as a vendor so that we don't lose your business, but we can help you ride this storm while we help you get the disaster loans, the PPP. That wasn't their primary business. That wasn't my primary business. But I knew that if I wanted to help my clients ride the wave, I had to bring them solutions and bring them expertise that they weren't necessarily getting themselves.
Right.
So I'm proud to say that our customers were able to stay in business, sustain their growth, right? And even have growth during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. And part of it's mindset, part of it's being willing to do something radical. The people that I've seen that have failed are still sitting and waiting for it to get back to normal. Mm-hmm. Well, there's just a new norm. Like 2007, nobody could have predicted what happened. There were shenanigans that were happening in the stock market. There were shenanigans that were happening in the real estate market. Us lay consumers didn't know any of that. But we all had to relook at how do we do things differently.
Right. Yeah.
So learning from 2007 and incorporating and now, right, in 2020, I was like, not on my watch. I'm not going down again.
Hang on. We are not going to go down. Yeah, that's great. Well, Susie, how do you work with entrepreneurs and small business owners who want to finally create that sustained profitability that they can, like you said, rinse and repeat? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah. So we have several different ways, right? So we have the book, which is Power Your Profit. So people who, you know, are just starting and they want to understand what business is, you can go to poweryourprofitsbook.com and you can play in that realm. We've got virtual trainings that you can attend, right? We have summits that you can attend. We've got a boot camp, which is a 3-month business building boot camp. We've got a year-long mastermind. So really, depending on the client and how much they want to invest in their future is how we play. Now, I do have, you know, for people who want to see if I'm the right coach or this is the right relationship, a 5-step process to your path to success and your path to profitability. Because I know that when we can take this complicated thing called business finance and simplify it, Mm-hmm. It makes it fun, right? And you opened up with math is money and money is fun. We all love what money can do for us. We all love what prosperity can do for us, but nobody wants to look at their P&L. Nobody wants to look at their business finances, right? They don't want to look at the numbers, but the numbers give us freedom. So my goal is, let me take this complicated thing nobody wants to do and poke a needle in their eye and help them leverage it, scale it, grow it, and explode it.
Nice. Yeah. Poke a needle in their eye. I'm sorry. It's just, that's a very graphic analogy.
But you know, that's how they are, Wendy. It's like looking at the stats and their closing ratio. Nobody wants to look at that. They're like, everyone thinks they close. I closed at least 80%. Let's go back and look.
Yeah. Let's peel back. Let's pull the curtains back and actually roll up our sleeves here and tighten things up and put in a system that will actually do that. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you then if they're interested? I know that you had shared poweryourprofitsbook.com for that book. But what's their best way to connect with you and just really dive into all these different ways that they can lean into your world?
You can follow me on all my social channels, which is my name, Susie Carter, C-A-R-D, as in dinero and dollar, E-R. Our website is the same, susiecarter.com. And then, you know, I love bearing gifts. I love bringing gifts. So we have, you know, a great little gift for you that Wendy will put in the show notes for you just to serve you, right? I always look at, let me serve you first. You know, never want to feel like I'm selling. I always want to come from a place of contribution to my industry and our industry so that I can help entrepreneurs live the best life ever.
Nice. And can you give a little bit of a, you know, overview of what that gift is?
Yes. So that's your 5 steps to profit.
Okay, great. So that is that you were talking about. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a video training to help you look at how many qualified leads do you need each day. I think people are getting qualified leads and fans confused. So let's look at qualified leads versus fans. There's a huge difference. And the clearer you are on how many qualified leads that you need, the faster you will hit your revenue goals. And you'll never have to feel like you're selling. You're always feeling like you're serving.
Nice. Yeah, that is fantastic. And I love the fact that you've created these systems. You've created these, okay, it's a clear framework. There's no mystery. There's no like, well, maybe this, you know, it's just boom. It's a clear. So this is a 5-step process. And I'm getting the idea. That's really how that's the basis of your coaching are easy to follow systems, processes, methodology. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, you know, Susie, it's just been so great. We've already learned so many golden nuggets just listening to you share your story and you know, how you've dug deep down and pulled out the next great area that you could, oh yeah, write a book. Sure, I could do that. Oh, you want me to teach this? Oh, sure, I can do that. You've just kept digging deep into yourself and bringing out, you know, all these areas where you can, like you said, contribute, serve others. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation. So when looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have even started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
That's juicy. So I would say the first thing is find a coach. Find a business strategist that can help you put the plan together before you spend dollar one. Put your plan together. Because your plan will show you, is this a viable venture? By the time some clients get to me, they've already spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, but their pricing is off, their strategy is off, they're not really speaking to the ideal client, they don't know how to find qualified clients, so they've wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars, either in time or talent,
right,
and money, and to go, wait, let's stop for a second, let's really put the plan in place so we can see what is the opportunity. That's my step one with every entrepreneur I work with, and they might do it kicking and screaming, but it saves us hundreds of thousands of dollars on the back end. Right. So that we hit the ground running, we know exactly what we're going after. Our price point is set for profit from day one versus realizing I'm too cheap. Mm-hmm. That's usually what most people, they pull their pricing out of their hiney. They're just making it up. And, you know, that works for a little bit. But when you start adding those zeros to the top line, we can start missing the zeros on the bottom line because our expenses are exceeding our sales, which is 88% of small businesses aren't profitable. So let's do it right from the beginning. Let's be part of the 12% that are profitable, prosperous, and making a difference in the world.
Right. Yeah. Now that's powerful. Yeah. Definitely words of wisdom there, because a lot of people, they start out and they think, oh, well, I'll just do a few social media posts and, you know, I'll do all this free stuff. And we get into this free mentality. Oh, I can get this for free. And it's free, free, free. And it's really, if you want to up level and grow your business in a way that's solid and predictably profitable, it takes an expert really to give you that insight. I don't think any of us were born with those skills. So it's just a skill set. Like you said, you have massive amounts of education. It doesn't happen to be through a university. You have a PhD, but it's not a formal, you know, through a university. It's called business life, experiencing it. So yeah, that's powerful. Well, Susie, yeah, it's just
been our university, right? Your yes. university, my university to go.
Our own universities have been kind of a combination of personal growth and business growth. And we can go down that path faster, having the support of an expert mentor or coach. So, well, Susie, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early career as a very successful hairdresser, but within that scope, to now this impactful work you're doing, helping companies implement systems that allow them to be continually profitable and achieve massive success. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you, Wendy. I appreciate what you're doing, and keep up the great work, and let me know whatever we can do to serve your community again. We're here to serve.
Yeah, thank you so much. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Susie Carter through her website or all the social platforms, and that's S-U-S-I-E. C-A-R-D as in dollar ER.com, or that's her handle on all the platforms. And be sure to take her up on that that generous gift, the 5 steps to profits, right? 5 steps to profit?
Yep.
Is that it? Okay. And I'll be sure to drop that. You can find that in the show notes. Sounds like a powerful resource. So, and for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Susie Carter. And as always, here's to your success.